Okay, so now, here we go. So, just take a moment there to lie on your back. Lie on your back and just take a moment to notice what you notice. Notice your breathing. And notice where and how you notice the movement of your breathing. Notice your contact with the floor. And notice where you find your weight with more clarity on the floor. Notice which part of you seems to be the heaviest. Or if your weight is somehow equally distributed along different parts. Notice the contact of your head with the floor. Notice the curve of your neck. Notice the contact of your shoulders with the floor. And notice your right shoulder and your left shoulder. Notice how they rest, and if there is one shoulder that seems to press against the floor a little bit more. Notice your ribs and how they rest. Notice the curve of your lumbar spine and how much space there is between your lower back and the floor. Notice your pelvis and where you sense the weight of your pelvis. Notice your legs and your feet. Notice how they rest. Notice the position of your feet, and if one foot seems to be a little bit more turned to the outside than the other. Notice your arms and your hands. Notice the position of your hands and how they rest. And then work with like an idea of like a general mapping of which parts of you are more present on the floor on your right side and which parts are more present on the left side. Notice if you seem to be all turned a bit to one side or to the other, or if there are any different, if there is a different combination. There, maybe your pelvis is turned to one side and your shoulders a little bit to the other. Just notice what's there. And then when you're ready, go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And then cross your right leg over your left leg so that you have the back of your right thigh touching the front of your left thigh. So you cross this part, the back of the, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And then in this position, start doing a movement of bringing your knees a bit to the right and back to the middle. There you go. And just notice how you do that. Notice what changes in the contact of your left foot with the floor. Notice what your pelvis does to change and the point of contact. Notice how this movement travels along your torso. Notice your breathing and how you move in your breathing cycle. That's it. And then when it's time to take a break, rest. When you're ready, have your feet on the floor with your knees bent. Uncross your leg, yeah, there you go. And then bring your hands in the direction of the ceiling with your arms long. And then touch your hands, so bring the palms together. And then notice how there is a triangle that's formed by your arms. One side is your left arm, the other side your right arm, and then the line between your shoulders. And then keeping the proportions of this triangle, start bringing your hands a bit to the left and back to the middle. There you go. And just go only as far as is easy and comfortable. Notice how your right shoulder starts to move a little bit away from the floor as your left shoulder moves towards the floor a little bit. Notice what your head is doing. And while you do this movement, allow your pelvis to stay quiet. It's just what's possible, what's available of this movement. Breathe easily. That's it. And then once again, rest. Bring your arms to the floor to rest. And then once again, cross your right leg over your left leg. And then go back to the movement of bringing your knees a bit to the right and back to the middle. Notice there if anything has changed in this movement. And stay with this for as long as you're interested. And when it's time to rest, leave it and rest. When you're ready to rest, uncross your legs, extend your legs, and just rest on your back for a bit. And just notice how your contact with the floor is. Notice if anything new shows up. And then when you're ready, cross your left leg over your right leg. And then start doing the movement of bringing your knees to the left and back to the middle. And notice what this movement is like on this side. And do only what's easy, only what's comfortable. And notice contact of your right foot with the floor. Notice the contact of your pelvis with the floor, also shifting. And notice how this movement travels along your torso. And then when you're ready to rest, just pause and rest for a bit. And then with your feet on the floor, your knees bent, again bring your hands in the direction of the ceiling. Find again that triangle formed by your arms and the line between your shoulders. And then this time, start tilting this triangle to the right, bringing your hands to the right. Then imagine and breathe. Notice how you do this movement now. Notice your right shoulder pressing against the floor as your left shoulder moves away from the floor a little bit. And then when you're ready to rest for a bit, just leave it and pause. Rest. Isn't it interesting how quickly we can go from impossible to, oh wait, and then something becoming fairly easy. And then again, bend your knees and then cross your left leg over your right leg. And then bring your knees to the left. And notice how the movement is now. And then whenever you're ready to rest, just leave it and rest. When you're ready, with your leg, your left leg crossed over your right leg, bring your knees to the left. And then just stay there. Find a place that is comfortable for you to stay in with your legs tilted like this. And then bring your hands behind your head. And then with the help of your hands and arms, just do a movement of lifting your head to look at your pelvis and your legs your back to the floor, and do that a few times. That's it. And then bring your knees back to the middle. Change the crossing. Bring your knees to the right. And take your time to find this position with your knees tilted to the right, and then with your hands behind your head. Again, lift your head to look at your legs and your pelvis. That's it. And then when you're ready to rest, just leave it and rest. And as you rest, notice your contact with the floor and if anything has changed there. And then with your feet standing, your knees bent, and your hands behind your head, go ahead and lift your head a few times to look at the space between your legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was half sleeping.
Just do it's easy. Yeah, there's no just that's just like a general direction of movement. And notice what sinks towards the floor as you lift your head. That's it, and then rest. And when you're ready, with your knees bent and your feet standing, bring your right arm to cross over your chest, with your right hand going under your left armpit. So it goes under your left armpit to go to your
back.
Mm-hmm. And then the other arm crosses over it to go over your shoulder. There you go. And then in this position, that is like a hugging yourself with your arms, just start bringing your arms and your chest a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left, just rocking from side to side. Do only what's easy. Notice your breathing. And play around with the speed of the movement. You can make it a little bit faster and smaller. Look for the speed that makes the movement easier. That's it. And then change the crossing of your arms. And then go back to this movement. Notice what changes with this different crossing. That's it, and then rest for a bit. And then go back to this movement, and this time, as you rock your arms and your chest to the right and to the left, have your head stay in the middle, so your face is facing the ceiling. And notice how you do that. And as you do this movement, your pelvis stays quiet. And then allow your head to roll along with the movement of your chest. And notice if the movement has become any easier. That's it. And then change the crossing of your arms. And then with this different crossing, rock your arms and chest to one side and to the other with your head staying in the middle. And then allow your head to roll with the movements of your chest and your arms. notice what that's like. That's it, and then rest for a bit. And then choose one crossing of your arms to start with. And this time, as you rock your arms and your chest from side to side, your head and your eyes move in the opposite direction. And your pelvis stays quiet. That's it, and then allow your head and your eyes to go with the rocking of your chest and your arms. Notice if anything has changed. And then change the crossing of your arms, and then go back to that opposition of bringing your arms and your chest to one side and head and eyes to the other. And make it as smooth a movement as possible. That's it, and then go back to having your eyes and your head go along with the movement of your arms and your chest, and notice what that's like. And stay with this for as long as you're interested. And when it's time to rest, just lie on your back and rest. notice your breathing. Notice your weight on the floor. Notice if there are any parts of you that feel heavier than others. And notice what the landscape of your contact with the floor is like now. And then when you're ready, in your own time, go ahead and roll onto one side, come up to sitting, and slowly come up to standing. And see what's there.